World Alternative Media here. And are we moving towards a so-called COVID-19 endgame? Well, that's what the World Health Organization chief said recently, as this article says. WHO chief says Europe moving towards pandemic endgame. This is from Hans Klug, the World Health Organization's Europe director, says the continent is moving towards an endgame scenario in another sign that Omicron heralds the beginning of the end of the pandemic. Well, first of all, I don't think there ever was a pandemic, and they've never been able to isolate COVID, and they've certainly never shown any evidence of Omicron. However, I believe that we are seeing a script play out right now that people need to be aware of. And that's what we're going to get into in this video, is that we have many stories that are going up against each other and are complete opposites of each other. Some give us hope, some look very doomy and gloomy. And overall, we're also finding new studies coming out of places like Scotland, showing that more people are getting sick and dying with the jab than unjabbed, which is obvious to most of us that are watching this at this moment. However, it really does change a lot of the narrative. The narrative seems to be completely crumbling apart. And we are going to get into a whole bunch of recent news stories that really prove this point and drive it home. Before we get into any of that, however, make sure to check the links below, gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a PayPal address, we have a Bitcoin address, and we have a Cointree link with multiple different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, as well as our Epic FundMe campaign where you could donate in Epic Cash. Also, make sure to check out whamsurvival.com. That's whamsurvival.com for your long-term storable food, 25-year shelf life. It's never been more important to get your long-term storable foods in the face of the controlled collapse of the supply chain, which is only bound to get worse with economic issues and, of course, the fear of war and, of course, the fear of further restrictions and lockdowns and supply chain collapse. Also, make sure to go to rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril Online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. And also make sure to get your tickets to Anarchapulco 2022. You could go and use our code WHAM1776, and our affiliate code is linked in the description below. Also, go and join us on Getter at World Alt Media. Anyways, let's get into this. The WHO chief says Europe moving towards pandemic endgame. This is from Hans Klug, who says that the pandemic is reaching its endgame. As he says, it's plausible that the region is moving towards a kind of pandemic endgame. There will be for quite some weeks and months a global immunity, either thanks to the vaccine or because people have immunity due to the infection, and also lowering seasonality, he added. Well, the seasonality part is a big one, because people tend to get sick due to environmental issues, generally speaking, dryness, etc., around winter. And as I've said, people will be dropping from the jab due to autoimmune disorders, and that has absolutely been what's happening. However, that isn't what they are playing on. They're playing on this idea of getting rid of all restrictions. And we see WHO urges countries to relax entry rules for travelers. They want basically all the countries to stop asking for passes, masks, tests, all that kind of stuff. Ireland is doing similar. Ireland ending almost all restrictions, including health pass and curfew. I believe this is a trap, my friends, a serious trap. The idea is that they release all, or they get rid of all restrictions. And then when people are dying from the jab, especially the booster and the fourth shot, which a lot of people are starting to get, they will blame it on a so-called new variant. You know, the next one in the Greek alphabet is boo, as in B-O-O, the boo variant after Omicron, which would mean basically instead of the moronic virus, it's a boo, ooh, scaredy, scary, you know, variant. It's absurd. But this is how they do it. They then say that, oh, due to lack of restrictions, all these people are dying from the illness, from the virus, when in reality, it's the jab. It's really genius. And I do believe that they will continue doubling, tripling, and quadrupling up on this tyranny. They have to release some stress every now and then just so people feel for a little bit of time like there's some relief so they don't completely lose their minds, because they're at risk of even people that are pro-mandate getting angry and starting to fight back, because even they, in many cases, are being totally enslaved. They were told that if you get the jab, you can't get it. You can go outside. You don't have to wear a mask. And now it's, if you don't have the jab, even if you have the jab, you are going to get sick. You could spread it more than anyone else. You get more sick than anyone else. The most recent studies prove that. In a nutshell, we have this one: vaccine effectiveness against SARS-CoV-2 infection with the Omicron or Delta variants following a 2-dose or booster BNT162b2 or mRNA-1273 vaccination series, a Danish cohort study. This is on MedRxiv, where they actually show that you're 76.5% more likely to get sick if you have the Pfizer jab than if you're unjabbed, and 39% more likely to get sick if you have the Moderna jab rather than unjabbed. And we also see countless studies coming out, like Taiwan death from COVID-19 vaccination exceeds death from COVID-19. I mean, this is pretty serious stuff. However, we continue to see the story, the narrative fall apart. However, they are still trying to piece it back together. And I'm sure that they will use new propaganda in the coming months to get more mandates in place. However, to loosen up the anger right now over Partygate, as it says here, 0 out of 0 hedge, police launch Partygate probe as number 10 insists report on illicit gatherings will arrive in days. Because Boris Johnson was partying while everyone else was being arrested for going outside, it's caused quite the controversy. And there's no surprises that politicians are, hypocrites. But of course, they're going to be hypocrites. And you could have been outside partying or having house parties, too, if you just ignored the restrictions and said no and disobeyed. However, they need to loosen up the mandates for a little bit so people don't lose their minds, including, like I said, even the vaccinated are going to lose their minds soon over this, because they are being restricted too after everything they've been told. They need to loosen the restrictions or else people will protest. And this time, maybe the protest will end up with a few buildings being burned down. You know, the thing is, after a while of putting a mouse in a corner, they end up fighting back. And I don't support violence or burning any buildings, but I will say humanity reacts a certain way when they are restricted for so long. So again, the government knows this, loosen things up, and then you have a new thing to blame deaths on later on. Lack of restrictions, lack of masks, lack of vaccine passes. There's no science behind it. However, of course, they like to use any fear tactic they possibly can. And meanwhile, we're going in the opposite direction in places like Australia. Australian authorities say draconian vaccine passports could last for years. Authorities in Western Australia say their draconian new vaccine passport scheme, which bars the unvaccinated from most public places, is likely to be in place for years. Premier Mark McGowan announced the new measures, which will go into effect from the end of the month, as the broadest proof of vaccination requirements in the nation. The vaccine passport mandate will now cover a wider range of venues, end of quote. From Monday, January 31st, 2022, the vaccine passport mandates will cover cafes, restaurants, dine-in, fast food joints, pubs, bars, taverns, clubs, nightclubs, and all hospitality venues, as well as private and public hospitals and aged care facilities, writes Ken McCone. Entertainment venues such as play centers, gaming and gambling, theaters, concert halls, museums, cinemas, and live music venues will also be off limits for the unjabbed. Life will become very difficult for the unvaccinated. No pubs, no bottle shops, no gym, no yoga classes, no gigs, no dance floors, no hospital or aged care visits, said McGowan, adding that the unvaccinated must be protected from themselves. Of course, they've lost the ability to say that it stops you from getting it. They've lost the ability to say that it stops you from spreading it. They've lost the ability to say that it makes you less sick. They've lost the ability to say that it's less likely to kill you. Or it's less likely you'll die. Meanwhile, even if it were the case that the vaccine stopped you from dying, what reason, what pretense would they use to have all these ridiculous tyrannical mandates? I mean, they don't even have a reasoning behind it anymore. They're just saying it's protecting people from themselves. Do you stop people from coming into your restaurant if they have diabetes, or if they drink too much in their spare time, or if they smoke cigarettes in their spare time, or if they eat McDonald's? No. So if even if this nonsense was true, and it's not, that the vaccine stops you from being as likely to die, why on earth would you restrict people from businesses? People are like, businesses are going under because of this. It's insanity. And people are being discriminated against over their bodily autonomy, which is evil, which is anti-human. While all these other places loosen restrictions, you have Australia tightening restrictions, and places like Canada so far tightening restrictions in many places. And we see the truck convoy happening right now, which is amazing. And obviously it's affecting the supply chain dramatically. The fact that people are saying, oh, there's hope while this is happening, just shows that it goes in circles. They loosen up in some places and lock down more in other places. And then when they loosen restrictions over there, they end up locking down more over there. I mean, we tried to warn people, and this is what we get when we just don't, when we depend on government to give us our freedom back instead of just disobeying, because we are the freedom. It's not something we hold in our hands. We are the freedom, or we are not. New York governor slams state Supreme Court ruling abolishing mask mandate, pledges to reverse it immediately. So we have this at the same time as loosening restrictions. We have governments tightening restrictions while other ones loosen restrictions. We have the pullback of PCR tests while in other places they increase testing requirements. We have recalls of vaccines and complete pullback of vaccine passports in some places, while in other places they are doubling down. And then we have stuff like this falling apart. Latest health data from Scotland mirrors the UK. Unvaccinated have lower COVID-19 case hospitalization and death rates than the fully vaxxed. Now, before I go into this, I do want to point out, this is something that's 99.997% survivable based on PCR tests that are 96% false positive, according to the WHO, at 40 cycles or more, which most are. And, you know, positive for what? What are these people positive for? You can't discern and you cannot diagnose with a PCR test. And besides that, COVID-19 has never been isolated from a single human being ever. It's only been cultured in Vera monkey kidney cells and compared to a computer simulation. So it's fraudulent. However, when they say COVID-19 cases, assume they just mean sickness in general, because people injecting themselves with poison, imagine this, are more likely to have a bad immune system. We've gone over this ages ago, this Israeli study showing that natural immunity is better than vaccine-induced immunity, but there's no such thing as vaccine-induced immunity. The natural immunity is just organic health. The vaccine-induced immunity isn't immunity at all. It's the opposite. It's destruction of your immune system. So it goes without saying that it's better to not be jabbed versus being jabbed. It's obvious. Anyway, we can continue on here in this article. As it says, the latest public health data published by the Scottish government reveals that the COVID-19 age standardized case rate is at its highest among the double jabbed fully vaccinated and isn't particularly close. The update also showed the sharp negative efficiency was maintained throughout double vaccinated rates for hospitalizations and deaths over the past 4 weeks. And just like in the UK, the group who has fared the best when it comes to avoiding the Wu flu over the past 4 weeks has been the unvaccinated. So much for the US public health regime's bogus claim that despite not preventing transmission, vaccines are incredibly safe and protect against severe illness and death. What else are they hiding? According to Table 14 of this week's Public Health Scotland COVID-19 and Winter Statistical Report, which shows the rate of infection over the past 4 weeks, the double, triple vaxxed are more likely to catch the virus, checking in at a rate of 865.79 per 100,000 and 481.49 per 100,000, respectively. In comparison, the unjabbed rate is just 412.77 per 100,000. And we have the table here. And I mean, think of this. All the people who are testing positive when they're jabbed don't actually have COVID. They're just sick because they have they've destroyed their immune system. The PCR test isn't picking up on anything specific. And same goes for the unjabbed. But most of those people are getting jabbed or are getting tested at a higher cycle threshold, specifically aimed at the unvaccinated. And on top of that, they go in for any routine care and they're being tested. Oh, they have a broken leg. Oh, you got COVID. You have a heart problem. Oh, you got COVID. So the numbers are also skewed in order to try and make it look like more unvaccinated people are sick. So consider this far lesser of a case rate for unjabbed and far more for the jabbed. As illustrated above, the age standardized case rates have been lowest in the unvaccinated group every single week for the past month. Even the freshly boosted cannot compete with their natural protection. And when the data is presented in a linear graph using the 7-day rolling average of cases, the difference is readily apparent at first glance. At its peak, the unvaccinated top line purple barely crack a rate of 200 per 100,000, whereas the single, double, triple jabbed all clearly experience significantly higher peaks. Well, you look at that. Amazing. As for the hospitalizations and deaths among the vaccinated, the data isn't much better. What the PHS report makes clear is that the twice jabbed are experiencing a higher rate of severe illness than anyone else. And concerningly, the difference has only been getting worse as time continues. Yeah, autoimmune disorders can take hold over a long period of time. You see the tables here. As of right now, those who have taken two doses of the vaccine are dying at a rate of 11.89 per 100,000, which is over 50% higher than the unvaxxed. And they're not even counting heart attacks, cancer, and all these other issues that are affected by the autoimmune disorders. It should also be noted that despite the abysmal results related to the transmission of the virus, the booster appears as if has been doing its job and protecting against severe illness, 11.68 per 100,000 and death, 0.46 per 100,000. But this is highly and purposefully misleading. Buried with Appendix 6 of the PHS report is a section that defines how the official statistics are calculated. Per their own guidelines, all cases during the first 21 days after the first shot are recorded in the unvaccinated group. Additionally, those who have already received two shots but are infected, hospitalized, or die within the first 14 days after receiving their booster would be lumped in with a two-dose cohort. And it shows right there. It should also be noted that it's too early in the timeline for the majority of individuals who have taken their booster to hit peak protection, supposedly at day 45 and subsequent decline in immunity from there. There's no such thing as protection from this, by the way. What the PHS report purports to show is that 18.5% of the hospitalizations in Scotland were unvaccinated, even less, it says, were boosted. But how many were vaccinated? Their case hospitalization death numbers include countless people within 21 days of the first shot and 14 days of the third shot. Yeah, because a huge amount of medical episodes happen in the first 14 to 21 days of getting the shot, and then they're not counted as vaccinated. Because of the lack of transparency surrounding the raw numbers, we cannot determine an exact number that have been switched over at this time. This nefarious manipulation of the public health data is a tactic that's assumed to have been employed across the world as a brazen attempt to cover up the failures of the experimental vaccine. In fact, the Canadian province of Alberta just accidentally exposed themselves for engaging in this fraudulent practice before scrambling to delete the data from their website. Thankfully, the Gateway Pundit has receipts. Alberta, Canada inadvertently published and quickly deleted health data exposing that more than half of vaccinated deaths have been counted as unvaccinated. Boom. And there you go. And I should mention that as we've gone into recently, 40%, there's been a 40% increase in death, according to One America, a massive insurance company, life insurance company, that this data has been backed up by hospitalization rates and deaths. There's been a 40% increase in deaths in the year 2021 versus 2020 versus the year 2020. And that doesn't count COVID deaths, so-called COVID deaths. So we're left to assume that it's vaccines because even a 2000-year global catastrophe would only result in about a 10% increase in deaths year by year. So 40% is absolutely massive. there's a massive die-off happening and they're trying to cover it up. And now they're releasing restrictions so that when people die, they can say, look, it's a new variant. Maybe it's a Boo variant. And maybe it's another version of Omicron Plus or Delta Plus member rewards plan variant or whatever. You know, the point is they're just going to keep coming up with new reasons and variants and illnesses until the end of time, until people say stop. There, people think that the government itself is just going to say, oh, we're done with these restrictions. COVID's over. You can have your freedoms back. No, it doesn't matter what lawsuits are in place with these kangaroo courts. The government is going to find themselves guilty. And if they do, it's going to be a misdirect, like a limited hangout operation, as the CIA calls it. Tell part of the truth, but not the entirety of the truth, to distract people from the entirety of the truth, to misdirect people when something starts to come out in the news. That could be a big part of it. And then you have the Ukraine-Russia thing, and they're just trying to morph this into a new, insane, unstable, governance structure and control structure. They're going to say, look, because we got rid of mandates and restrictions, people are dying, even though it's all the jabbed. It must be the unjabbed's fault and people not wearing masks. And Boris Johnson, who partied during COVID, he got in trouble and stopped the mandates. And then because of him, now that all these people are dead, and now we need, because of the vaccine, but they'll say it's because of the lack of restrictions. And now we need a thorough review, and it's going to be a falsified fake review by some ministry in the government that then comes out and says it was a lack of restrictions that did it. And then it'll be a headline and everyone will regurgitate it, and it'll just continue forever into the next lockdown. This is how they manipulate the minds of the masses. It's so obvious, and people keep falling for the hopium, and it's just insanity, because now we see Australia's cracked down more. They've already been rounding people up and throwing them in camps. We've interviewed one of the people that was in one of the camps who had exclusive video from inside Howard Springs. And they have been forced vaccinating the indigenous people as well in Australia. And now they're trying to prepare for global war and conflict, economic conflict as well, the destruction of the global currencies and the push for the yuan at the United Nations IMF with the special drawing rights to create a new social credit system that is based in the special drawing rights. And if you're good, you get to use that money. If you're bad, you have to use like inflated fiat currencies that are in the basket of currencies individually, and you won't be able to spend them anywhere, and you'll be starved out of society and not allowed to work, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that'll be tied with carbon credits, with the so-called climate catastrophe that's obviously fake and falsified. And they've been pushing that as an invisible enemy for years. Weather, scary weather. And that will move into the great reset of 2025, massive depopulation, supply chain breakdown, where it pays more to stay at home than to go to work. And on top of that, they're firing most people because they're unjabbed. And then the supply chain completely breaks down, and people are desperate and dependent on FEMA and on government programs to feed them and breadlines. And that perfectly morphs into massive starvation and desperation and war and conflict and Agenda 2030, United Nations agenda for the year 2030, to depopulate the world by about 60%. And people will keep getting their jabs, and they'll keep dying from the jabs, and they'll keep blaming them on the unjabbed, and it'll just continue forever. And this is why we need to stand up as free individuals by disobeying and saying no, living by example. That is how humanity works. If you are a human and you won't stand up for humanity, what are you on earth for? Seriously. The least you could do is stand up for your children. We will continue to report on this trap that is the so-called dropping of mandates and restrictions to make people feel at ease. And we are planning to head out to Britain and to places like Ireland, as well as Austria, where they are doubling up as well and trying to imprison and fine anyone who's unvaccinated on a monthly basis. And then we're not going to Australia because we can't go there, but we would if we could, but we can't. But I'm happy to go and report on the ground before history is revised in places like Austria and Britain. So please consider donating at gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a PayPal address, we have a Bitcoin address, and we have a Cointree link with multiple different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in, as well as our Epic FundMe campaign, where you could donate in Epic Cash, the privacy coin. Because the plan is once my passport renewal goes through, I want to jump on a plane and go over there. And we did this in 2020 and we did this in 2021. And we recorded history in places like Milan, where 50,000 people were protesting. We were the only people reporting on that protest. We're the only media there with 50,000 people there. In the Netherlands, 250,000 people in the streets in Amsterdam. We were the only media reporting there. As a media on television said, around 1,000 people showed up. I mean, the revision of history is happening before our eyes, and we need people on the ground to report on these issues. And I spent out of pocket and went completely broke doing it because I believe in telling the truth and saving history before it is revised, saving the truth before it is changed before our eyes in the history books. We need to get this on video. We need it up on IPFS on things like Odyssey or Library. We need this stuff backed up, or else we will never be able to learn from history. And if we aren't able to learn from history, we'll repeat it forever until we die, until humanity is completely destroyed, until evil takes over, until the satanic pedophiles that rule this realm come for all of our children, all of our grandkids, all of our friends' kids, and for humanity itself. With their autonomous, technocratic, anti-human, transhumanist agenda for a cashless society based in social credit and enslavement. So I hope you guys can help out in any way you can as we head over to Europe again. Trust me, the last time was not fun. France and Italy, the last time we're in Europe reporting on this stuff was torture, like a level of torture that actually I think took a few years off my life and drove me absolutely insane. I thought I was gonna have a heart attack. I couldn't eat, I couldn't drink anywhere, I couldn't get a cup of coffee, I couldn't do anything. And I know now how people feel that live in those places that are completely shunned from society, like basically like garbage thrown to the side, while people are weaponized by the media to hate each other and hate these people that are, just want their own bodily autonomy and don't want to inject themselves with strange substances that are killing children with heart attacks and et cetera. And you know the story. So if you want to help support us, please check those links below. And of course, we have a Teespring store. We have our amazing affiliates, rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, amygdalin, Laetril, vitamin B17 there. Go to whamsurvival.com as well. Linked in the description below, as is everything, in order to help support us while also stocking up on long-term storable foods. We don't actually get much money out of that, but the point is you can be prepared and you can be ready for the inevitable when it does happen, the controlled collapse of the supply chain. Of course, you could go and get your tickets to Anarchapulco 2022, linked below as well. Use WHAM1776 as the code. And of course, we have our affiliate link for that as well. And it's coming up right away, so make sure to get your tickets shortly. And of course, you can join us on Telegram at World Alternative Media and our Telegram channel, World Alternative Media Announcements. Find us on BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. I got my Brighteon shirt on. Of course, we're on dollarvigilante.tv. And we're on Hive, Steemit, and Float.app at Josh Sigurdsson, and help support us on Hive right now with upvotes, because we're being downvoted by a bunch of censors on there that have millions of dollars to spare to downvote us and make sure we cannot make a cent in support. Also, we're on the bad guys, TikTok and Instagram at World Alternative Media, as well as Twitter at World Alt Media and Getter at World Alt Media. We have many links in the description below, so make sure to check those out. Join our newsletter at www.iambanned.com. And until next time, my friends, hit that like button, share on social media. This is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.